So without any further ado, I'd like you to welcome Chris Caswell and give him a nice round of applause, please.
Thank you. I'm making Mike turn on one of the other mics. There we go. Sounds strange. Well, Cloud asked me to MC tonight because he didn't think he was up to talking. I feel a bit redundant, actually. Today is Taj Mahal's birthday. I'm sure you're all aware of that. And there's a very strange connection here for me because the first time I saw Peter Rowan was at a three-day bluegrass festival in 1973 down next to the Marin County Center there, the Frank Lloyd Wright building. And he was playing with a band which was called the Great American String Band, about the time that Old and In the Way had just come out with their first album. And Taj Mahal was on bass, as I recall. It was an incredible 3 days, and I've never had a band blow me away or songwriting that hit me quite so directly as Peter's did. And so I'm really tickled, even though I'm kind of redundant here, to welcome these two. I mean, Jerry on that dobro, you just, if you haven't heard him before, I'm sure all of you have, but if you haven't, hold on to your seats. And please welcome, they have a new album, I should mention the new album, and I've been instructed on how to do this. You're supposed to say, "Yonder on Sugar Hill, Jerry Douglas and Peter Rowan."
Howdy, folks. How are you?
Was Hannibal, Mama was Hannah Mariah. Everything we own got all burned up in the Great Depression fire. Strip mines and one crop farming drained the green earth dry. We lost it all, the lonely love was left. Could love the one thing money gained by. Yeah, we hung. Dust just blows when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. Thank you. There's work of every kind. The only job I ever got out there was waiting on a welfare line. Once I had a dollar, once I had a dream. Now all the work is being done by a big old machine. Give it up. Just blow when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. As I was on my way back home, I came to a cross in the road. It was Halloween and the harvest moon shone down with an eerie glow. I'd been to see my own true love. She turned me from her door. She said her parents would never let her marry a boy so poor. Drew my dagger from my side, I pressed it to my heart, determined I would take my life, when a voice called from the dark. It said, before you end it all, there's something you should know. I'll give you all your heart desires in exchange for your soul. I'll give you a Porsche and a VCR. I'll give you every major credit card. I'll give you an illegal alien to manicure your yard. But I've got other deals to make. He turned on his heel to go. I said, no way, let's make a deal. And the stranger's eyes did glow. Oh. Many years had passed since then. I was a wealthy man, sailing ships on the salt, salt sea, a house, fine cars and land. One night a knock upon my door woke me from my sleep. The stranger stood there and he whispered low, there's a promise you must keep. 'Cause I gave you a Porsche and a VCR. I gave you every major credit card. I gave you 25 illegal aliens to manicure your yard. I you all your heart desired, but it was just for show. You've taken more than you can give, now give me what you owe. A poor but honest man, I sleep beside the road at night. By day I work the land, the treasure in my broken heart. Worth the price I paid. You can't shake hands with the devil and then just walk away. Oh no. Thank you very much. Evening, everybody. Haven't been up here since 4th of July, up at the Caswell Vineyards. We had a birthday party up there. I turned 26 that year.
Sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Sounded like a real good time.
It was. And they're going to have a Kate Wolf Festival, I guess, next year up there. Or even this year, they're going to have one, but I think it's going to be a yearly Kate Wolf tribute, retrospective, and folk festival. So, yeah.
You could have another 26th birthday party there, too, probably.
I will, yeah, I will do that.
I've been to one of those.
Yeah. If you ever head out across the southwest of the United States, especially when we play back east, it's kind of looking west, but from here, if you head back east to Indian Territory, Oklahoma, Arizona, up and around there, you might run into this character. I wrote a song about tumbleweed. The sky begins to rain. In a dusty, rundown honky-tonk sits a drifting tumbleweed, thumbing through a magazine he can't even read. The tumbleweed remembers how the West was won and lost, the Homestead Act and the Dust Bowl. Everybody paid the cost. The great white father promised to treat his children all the same when Indian Territory was Oklahoma's name. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no to rest, 'cause the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the west. His boot heels tapping time to an old flat top box guitar. He's a local guitar hero, he sings straight from the heart. And his tip jar is just a jungle of worn-out dollar bills. He makes his bread and grocery in the local bar and grill. When he starts picking that old guitar, well, the people turn and stare. When he starts singing them songs he wrote, there's magic in the air. He can heal your wounded heart, he can set your spirit free. He can raise your hopes to be the very best that you can be. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he just roams from town to town. It ain't easy for a half-breed kid to try and settle down. Tumbleweed keeps rolling, he can't find no place to rest. 'Cause the desert wind blows tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. Through Indian territory where the sky begins to rain, and you're feeling kind of rootless, you can't find no place to nest. Just remember tumbleweed, the spirit of the West. The desert wind blows tumbleweed, spirit of the West. The desert wind calls tumbleweed, the spirit of the kids here of any age. I am young in this world. I'm glad I am alive. I know someday I'll fly away on the wings of horses, on the wings of horses, so free. I wish I had a horse of my own, a wild horse that would never stray on wings we could fly home free, a wild horse that would always stay. Stay by me. I'm glad my wish will come true. I know that dreams never die. I'm glad that you will believe too. On the wings of horses, on the wings of horses, on the wings of horses, so free. Me. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse, Miss Galito, he come breezing through town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. The judges don't know when Red's in town, he keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging round. My woman said, hey Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working, Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing through town. Bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama.
Thank you.
and I'm all right.
It's a real nice place you got around here. I like it around here. I knew when we turned off the highway and I saw a place called Red's Recovery Zone. Wow. I knew we were in pursuit of the true spiritual sport at that point.
Close to home.
Fits right in.
God, it's great. I loved it.
And we're glad to be here as a duet. And we do this. We've done this a while. In 10 years, we've done this kind of like four or five times a year, and decided
kind of recreational that it was, actually.
Yeah, we did the scenic route, you know, and played Telluride and places like that together, Strawberry, but. We decided to make a record together and not just play a bunch of stuff that we're used to playing all the time, but to make this record. We call this record Yonder, and it can be, it's not necessarily a direction, it's a state of mind, okay?
Well, with Jerry just quit, so... Duets are a fragile thing. And they, oh, he's back. Hey.
Not quite yet.
Couldn't give up. Couldn't.
Yeah, I've been to Red's recovery zone there for a second. Sorry.
Thank you.
Help me. Is it working?
We're not in Seattle yet.
Where did I blow up? Besides these monitors.
I'll play turn my monitors off for a second. They're still on. Try this.
This is called Stage 101. It doesn't cost any extra. That one works.
I don't have a...
Folks, we want to play some songs from our new album called Yonder.
We cut this record in living rooms. We decided not to go to the studio and record a record. You can make a record anywhere. These days is the digital age. These are the 90s, and they'll be back in another, the 80s, I guess, will be back in another 90 years, but we can't wait that long. And my next door neighbor is a guy named Bela Fleck, and he and his wife were going out of town for the week, so we moved into their house. And we took all of our recording gear with us and some microphones and a couple of nice chairs that he didn't have. And, he's got a lot of pillows and stuff like that, but yeah, you need a good firm chair every once in a while to sit in if you're going to play bluegrass music. So we made this record, partly in Bela's house and a couple of other places, and so we meant for it to sound like it's in your living room, not like you're in our studio. So... pick one up. This is my last commercial message for the evening, I swear.
What's happening now? We'll start with somewhere in the middle of the album. This is a couple of old tunes from the 1890s that wound their way into popular music and have been popular ever since. Jerry, we'll start with an old tune called... When you and I were young, Maggie, and then the song from the days, the Gold Rush days of San Francisco called The Girl in the Blue Velvet Band. Thank you.
Frisco, on the corner of Kearney and Pine. On her face was the beauty of nature.
Broken heart,
Yes, I'm the king of clowns. I'm the prince of fools. When I learned how to love, you taught me how to lose.
There's a couple of more we wanted to do, but the other guitar is suffering a kind of a meltdown right now.
I'm going to fix it, though. One thing about being a dobro player, you got to be like a... Sometimes you have to be a bus driver, even. You know, you go try out for a job, and the guy says, first question is, you play a dobro? And and the second question is, do you wear a 42? And the third question is, do you drive a bus? When can you start? This is Jimmy Rogers. So. Cut right to the chase.
Jimmy Rogers never drove a bus. I can say that for sure. But he
would like to have had one, I think.
Well, but he rode the trains.
And TV, it was because of all those cars he traveled in.
I've been to his museum down in Meridian, Mississippi.
Did he have a bus?
There's a little tiny bus. It's about like that. It's a toy bus. But he has all his railroad trunks are down there. His railroad trunk has said, Yodeling Star Jimmy Rogers Country Music.
I thought it said, Sea Snake Eat Live Dog.
See snake eat live dog?
That kept people away from it, didn't it?
Keep it rolling.
We have four or five scripts. You know, we're getting kind of like, you know. The funniest part right now is I just can't remember at all how this song goes. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. So here's Jimmy Rogers. He got together with Laney McIntyre and some other Hawaiian players that were over in the early part of the 1900s, and they hung out down in Texas and played a lot of music, wrote some songs together, and kind of formed the basis of what has become country music and other kinds. If there are other kinds, I don't know.
There are two kinds, country and western.
That's right. Thank you. Yeah. I know that once I hear those opening notes, Flux, I'll remember everything. It'll just come back like a DNA implant. I'm always blue, feeling so blue. I wish I had someone I knew just to help me tuck away my blues, lonesome blues. Won't you be that someone to help me lose the blues? I really need someone to love me, someone to kiss, someone to scold me, someone to miss. Say, won't you help me tuck away my blues? I've got the
still help me lose the blues.
We're going to take a little intermezzo here, and the dog and pony act will come on in between the sets. And
yeah, small child act.
Yeah.
Emmy Lou Harris once told me, never follow a kid act or a dog and pony act.
What about Colonel Parker's Dancing Chickens?
That was, he had a hot plate under it.
That's right. They weren't real dancing chickens, so Elvis could follow them all right. Used to have a hot plate in a chicken cage, and he'd turn it up and say, "Yes, sir, folks, the dancing chickens, step right up."
No animals were hurt in this picture.
We're going to head towards the southwest, and we'll see you in just a few minutes.
Midnight moonlight.
Hi,
Thank you. We'll be back.
Jerry Douglas and Peter Rowan. How many of you, by show of hands, a whole set to think about this? I decided that his playing makes Silk obsolete. How's that? Please welcome back the Yonder Brothers.
Just trying to get yonder.
We tune because we care.
Thank you.
Here's an old Roy Smeck tune, 1923, Lullaby of the Leaves. Thank you. Back in old New England where I was born, was that a Yankee yell? Or My God, I recognize that voice over there. Back in old New England where I was born, not far from Walden Pond, there's an old There's an old country inn, an old tavern that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote about, and he wrote The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. It's called The Wayside Inn. And if you've ever stayed there, you know that there's notes tucked up in the rafters from centuries ago. And, you know, probably the only reason that I ever wrote a song in my life is because my mother insisted that I learn The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. And listen, my children, and you shall hear The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. And the Free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Right.
Now you know that lots of kids are in here tonight, and they're going to think that's how it goes now.
Right. Well, that's how it does go now. But, well,
depends
now.
On what school you go to, doesn't it?
So my sweetheart and I were staying at the Wayside Tavern there with the old water wheel and the grist mill still working there. Magic spot. And I want to play you the song called Just to Lose Old Mr. Blues and Mingle with the Crowd. Tex Logan and I were working on this for a long time, and I finally finished it. And I played it for him. He said, Pete, that's not the way it goes.
It's too late. Too late. We'd already recorded it, though. Wasn't it?
So here's our version. We call it The Wayside Tavern. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to the oral tradition where I have to read it off the page now. It's because this song is probably came over originally from
just a prop
from Ireland and got tied up in some of the cowboy songs over here in the 1860s. And it's called the Texas Rangers.
Very tough.
friends, you'd better stay at home.
Down south in Blanco, Texas, we got a little place down there called Camp Howdy. Give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. Well, me and Jerry were down there searching for spiritual sport last week, and we were sitting around in the campfire kind of surprising ourselves, you know. Do you do that yogic practice out here? When out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest,
lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. And he sucked up all the flames. Blew out a smoke ring. Spit out a live coal. Looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We're yonder. I believe you are. Now, youngs, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our yonder L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap, slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. Low. As we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "Oh, what are you, boy, superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. Plummeting down through the void, I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end, and the fuse was lit. And he popped the other end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me a bottle filled with the golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I spied a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Olay, I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me with a kindly look in his eye, full of confidence and love. And he said to me, "Amen. You drive." So I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back. Upwards we flew. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.
my words exactly. In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields, where the ghost of Zapata rides a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight is the free Mexican Air Force flying tonight. In the little town of Sebastopol, a cowgirl is cooling her heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. But a criminal law that makes outlaws of those seeking life make the free Mexican Air Force Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying lying so flying tonight.
springs flow from San Antonio to Austin, Texas. Sangre de Cristo, Hot Springs, New Mexico. The mission bells are ringing over in El Barrio. While in the darkness, lovers whisper soft and low. Thank you.
100 miles from nowhere out on the desert sand. One-eyed Jack the trader held some turquoise in his hand. And by his side sat Running Elk, his longtime Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering life. He might have had a happy home, tender love and wife, but his hunger was for trading trapper's furs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Oh, the wind blows cool on the trail of the buffalo. Said Jack to Running Elk, I'll gamble all my precious. precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For now my time is drawing near and I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. We've raped and killed, we stole your land, we ruled with guns and knives, fed whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wives. Said running out, what's done is done, you white man rule this land. So lay the cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. When you're dealing cards with death, the joker's wild, the ace is high. Jack bet the Mississippi River, running elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and upped him with the stars. Running elk bet the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and it made a mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cool on the trail of the buffalo. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jerry Douglas and Peter Rowan. I think they'll do another one.
Thank you very much. We'll be entertaining later at down at Red's. It's our real gig.
Any requests that we could play for you? Exactly. My thoughts exactly. It's exactly. When I was a...
Man, you know, harken back to the days when... I'm so glad the days are finally gone where no one says Fox on the Run, aren't you? No one says Fox on the Run anymore. Does my heart get... See snake eat live dog. Just recapping some of the highlights tonight, folks.
Get your cigazettes and magazines.
Yeah, there you go.
Cigazines and magazettes. Ladies magazettes. And gentlemen, step right up.
Step in there.
Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, you know, he used to have the Everly Brothers, the young Everly Brothers, on his traveling show with him. And they remember the tales of a bowl of beer. Thank you. I'm a simple beggar, just a bowl of beer.
Come on down to Red's Recovery Zone. Have a big old fat bowl of beer.
Speaking of bowl of beer, let's have the big magic ball for this last portion of the show here. Fired up. Oh, folks, don't we know how to have fun? I'm telling you, they laugh at us boomers, you know, but we know. Yeah!
I always wanted to feel like Dick Clark.
Ah, a bowl of beer and a beautiful bouncing ball. Whoa. Oh, yeah. It's perfect for this next song.
Spiritual sport is taking on a new dimension.
But Bill Monroe used to pull into town with several trucks with a folded-up circus tent. And talking to me, yeah. And their whole trip was that the Bluegrass Boys had the first thing they had to do is go out and they'd have to, like, play the local baseball team. And it was like Tom Sawyer whitewashing the fence, you know?
So hard
just,
to talk.
They just kind of, I'm getting, ooh.
It's hard to talk and look at that ball.
They'd
it's
have
stopping,
to,
it's stopping, it's turning around. No, yes, no. Wow. No wonder I can't dance. John Travolta, I'm not. Okay. Step right in there, Pete.
I'm counting the polka dots myself. 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's later.
Staying still, damn you. What's wrong with this? But so, I don't know if this was a good idea after all. At least it's not a strobe light. Can you imagine? Blink your eyes real fast and pretend I'm in a strobe light. Cool, huh? So Bill Monroe would pull into town.
Do that again.
I missed it the first time. Okay.
Monroe would pull into town. First thing they'd do is they'd have to, like, it was like Tom Sawyer whitewashing the fence, you know. It's like, oh, nothing. Just, I'm whitewashing the fence, you know. Bill and the boys would be going, oh, yeah, we're going to put up a circus tent later. Yeah. You got to be real strong to do that, though. But you boys, we'll just play a little baseball with y'all. You don't know. You don't. No. You can't swing those hammers. No. You know. So they beat the local town and team in baseball. And then the guys who really wanted to put up the circus tent, they'd say, well, okay. They let the guys help put up the circus tent. You know, big, huge hammers slamming the posts into the ground. And after that, they'd say, well, now it's time for the championship wrestling match. You boys got any strength left? And, of course, all these guys were going, oh, yeah, you know, we got strength. And then Bill would, he'd himself wrestle several people in
the
town.
Is that when Bill got in the bear suit?
That's right. And so after they beat him in baseball, had him put up the circus tent, and then wrestled them all into exhaustion, the Bluegrass Boys would put on their suits and stand up on stage and play for 3.5 hours and make sure that all the local men had the moonshine being passed amongst them. And, well, when the show was over, there were all these fresh young ladies all dressed up going, well, you boys, how long are you staying in town anyway for, you know? And all their men are like... Well, I only tell that because that's the least of the anecdotes that I can explain about the Bluegrass Boys.
The ones you can tell.
Yeah, it's the ones I can't tell, but they're going to come out soon. I think I've had enough of this polka dots here.
No, man, I got to start.
I'm going
to
ignore
the
polka dots. So when I was a Bluegrass Boy with Bill Monroe, you know, I never realized it, but when I joined the band, I had to learn how to drive the bus that they called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we used to leave the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana.
Bebop Blossom.
Home of the Brown County Jamboree. And up there, well, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. Get that kid out of here.
Everybody got your seatbelt on?
Man.
I think we're pushing about 9 G's, Captain.
What kind of orbit is this? Can't we make it do something else? Come on.
Nah, let's live with it.
Yes. There you go. All right, much better.
They'll be talking about this for years.
I was like, this part. Oh, God. Oh, please, faster. Oh, that's course. It has to go back the other way.
No, it never does.
That was our little show there, folks. Thank you.
It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you. See you all later. Good night. Well, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were standing beside the bus on the very quiet road watching the sunrise over the mountains of eastern Kentucky. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music, you can hear what he calls the ancient tone. The pitter-patter of ancient tones. He walked up to me and said, Pete, don't you ever forget it. And I wrote these words to it, and we call it the Walls of Time. The wind is blowing across the
take her to that home on high. I'll wait my time out here on earth, love, and come home to you when I
Mr. Jerry Douglas.
Thank you.
Mr. Peter Rowan.